I've learned the ways of the jungle, Jasmina. Conquered its dangers. I'm a new man.
Hello, and welcome to Hosts of Ascalon, a Guild Wars 2 podcast where two enthusiastic fangirls still exist, and we missed you all. Right, hashtag?
Yes.
Okay. I am alone. I am joined by hashtag.
I didn't know what to say.
I
was momentarily flummoxed.
Well, and I realized halfway through that I should have just gone into the other, but I wanted to give you the chance to respond. But then I realized I hadn't introduced you yet. But then why would I introduce you? I've been talking to you all night. So things happened. Mistakes were made. They were all mine. Before we get started, a reminder that you can get in touch with us with questions, comments, or just for funsies by emailing us at hostsofascalon@gmail.com or on Twitter at hostsofascalon. And just a really quick aside before we get further into the actual show, we wanted to apologize for our unplanned break and give a little bit of explanation. It's super brief. Mm-hmm. They go life, death, and work. So they all got in the way at one point or another, as they can often do. And thank you for being patient. And thank you to those of you out there that asked after us on occasion to see how we were doing. That was really nice.
It was. It was. And we're back.
This is it.
Woo.
First up is Chivo's, where we go over what we've been up to in Guild Wars 2. Hashtag, would you like to start it off? Start us off.
I would like to start us off.
You can't tell we've had a break at all.
So first up, I want to talk some more about Grothmar Valley. So I know that, we have a new zone to talk about, but guess what?
What?
I want to talk about Grothmar Valley because I know I've said it before, but I love this zone. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. So I know I have a bit of like a fickle heart, and every new zone that comes out, I say, this zone is the best. Like when Dragonfall came out, I know that I waxed and waned about it poetical, but here's the deal. Grothmar Valley, I truly believe, may be my favorite zone in the entire game. Oh. And even with Majora Marches, when I went back last night to do some stuff in Grothmar Valley, it was like a breath of fresh air. The ambiance, the visuals, the joy of the map. Oh, it's just so good.
And walking 5 feet and not getting attacked.
Yes, there's no stress, but there's still really good things to do there. It's fun, achievements. I love it. So anyway, shout out to Grothmar Valley.
One char. Finished
Metal Legion. I finished the meta achievements last week, which is why I was in Grothmar Valley pretty hardcore for the 2 weeks before this current episode dropped, because I wanted to finish the meta. Mm-hmm. So I finished the meta, and then I kept going with achievements because I have to keep Frick in line. I have been bumped to the second page again of the guild list again. I have, I think, around 50 AP that I need to make up to get past a certain somebody. Not Frick. And I will be back on the first page. I'm not saying any names because I don't want to speak them into existence in the game. No, I want everybody to play, but give me a chance to get ahead. Sounds so bad. Anyway. So I'm back in the achievement hunt, back in action. Gotta keep Frick in my eyesight, and I'm coming for you, Frick. You may be 5,000 AP ahead of me now, but every day I'm gonna chip away.
It's not that
much,
is it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, hashtag.
I know. it's because I got behind for a year, and I was not consistent with my dailies. And if you did dailies every day, that's like, 3,600 AP right there.
Oh yeah.
So, I also hung out with Particle Shift while working on final achievements for Meta, and we both got it done.
Woo!
Which was, like I said, it was great. And although we were apprehensive about getting the race achievos done with so many people in map. So there's achievements for doing 5 runs for both of the races and finishing within the top 3.
Okay.
And so we were both nervous as we're waiting for races, and anytime somebody else would show up is like, well, there goes my chance. But remarkably, the people who were in line waiting to do the races probably felt the same thing about us. And I managed to finish it. And then I logged off. And when I logged on later, Particle Shift told me he got his done. So,
yay. Whoop, whoop. Yay. Congrats.
Achievements all around. And let's see. So one thing that I have not finished yet is, I think it's called the Bad Bouncer achievement for kicking out the naughty char at the concert. Is it crazed fans?
Yeah.
Yes. And so it's one of those tiered achievements.
You thought you were almost done. You're like, woo!
I know. For some reason, I thought like I was on tier 3, and I thought for 100. No, because it was 100, which okay. I think is tier 3. And so I had finally gotten that 100. You get the little like, ta-da, you did something. And then I was watching the achievement. So it just kept watching. And the percentage dropped down. I was like, oh, no. And then I looked at it and realized, oh, no. It's not 250, which is the current one I'm working on. It's 500 total. So I have a lot of concerts to attend.
This is the achievement that never ends.
Yeah, seriously. Although I like the achievement. It's kind of fun. Ah. So basically you stand at the entrance to the concert and crazed fans will spawn throughout the entire concert. So I don't do really any of the mini games or anything that's going on. I just focus entirely on subduing these fans. And it goes on pretty steadily through the 3 songs. And then, so I think the better ones, I got like 30 for a whole concert, maybe.
Now, for those ones, do you have to attack them or is there an action you need to do to get the achievement?
You attack them.
Okay.
And then their health goes all the way down and then you get credit for each one.
Murdering them.
I didn't murder. I subdued.
Okay.
And I also was chatting with our guild member, Pebbles, while doing all this. We had a lovely talk about the game and the podcast and the guild. And I told her I would mention this on the podcast. So she compared our guild to The Good Place, which is fairly accurate. We are all oddballs.
I've never seen it.
And enjoyable and fun people to hang out with. You have not seen The Good Place?
No.
Oh, there's Alona.
So much. It's the golden age of television, hashtag. There's too much to watch.
Too much. Too much. If I had compared us to like The Simpsons or something like that, you'd be like, you'd be right there. Yeah. Well, so that's your homework. True. You need to go look up The Good Place.
Mine is all like older things that I reference.
So true. All right. And that's it for me. So Alona, what have you been up to?
Well, I got the 50 AP for getting all of the Halloween metas done. Is it the annual one that gives that? So I got that done the night before it went away. Oof. And I had a lot to go. It wasn't like, oh, there's a couple things. No, I was at like 24 of 40 or something like that. Like it was, or however many you needed to do. It was a lot. So it was a bit of a frantic marathon. It actually went smoother than I would have thought. There was, I was down to needing to run the clock tower 2 more times or kill minions of Joko.
Yeah.
Or defeat minions of Joko. And I hadn't done any of that one.
Oof.
So I'm like trying to weigh the odds there. I'm trying to weigh the odds.
Clock tower.
I did do clock tower, but I was not doing very well at all.
Oh no.
And I had done it once before this year. So anyway, I did eventually get it, but it was like, maybe I should just go destroy some of Joko's minions. And Zero was in chat and gave me a good farm place for you. So
what is Zero's farm? Is that at the Bone Palace?
No. Zero, I could look in Discord to see the given a good tidbit. It's like near a beach, I think. I could be wrong.
A beach?
I think.
What is this like?
I don't know. It's Joko's beach party.
It's where you... And episode title.
Well, no, it doesn't really go with anything else.
No.
Season four. So we also streamed some Chivo hunting in Grothmar, you and I, last Wednesday to kind of get back into it and doing stuff together because our schedules were like in complete disarray and we actually haven't had a whole lot of time to play together in the last little bit. So yeah,
it was fun.
It was fun.
And like I said,
got a lot done.
Good zone. Such a good zone.
Love that zone. I discovered that shockingly, my bank storage is not maxed out. And I have actually several I could purchase, but I only bought one. There's so many things that I had moved on to Alona to make bag space, and I was thinking I might need them for something on Alona, but I didn't. So I just like, okay, I need to get these back in the bank. And I didn't have any, had zero room because I am a digital hoarder. So.
Yeah, I...
You're not.
I have three bank slots and they are 100% full. And so right now, Hashtag, which is my main, lives with about, I want to say 60%, 60 to 70% of my bag space. And I have like full out maxed the biggest bags you can have. And I have all the slots unlocked, I think, full. Hmm. So I have very limited working space in my bags. So I need to get a new bank slot, but gems.
They might go on sale in Winter's Day.
Maybe.
Yeah. And Zero has come through for this. The Joko's Beach Party is Domain of Corna, that it's a great farm for generic Joko's minions.
Good to know.
Although we're a year away from Halloween again, but whatever.
Well, you never know.
We never know. I finished Skyscale.
Doo-doo.
And there was much rejoicing.
Oh, so much.
So the evening before Whisper in the Dark dropped, I really wanted to finish it before the story started back up. And it was another frantic last minute dash. So you may see a trend here that I leave things till like the night before. This one was a self-imposed deadline, but still. So I got it done. I instantly bought the pretty glittering mount skin, you know, obviously, because it's so darn pretty.
Yeah.
And
so it's funny because last night we were in Whisper in the Dark in Bajoran Marches, and we mounted up at the same time on our sky scales, is the first time we've done it because it's new for Alona. And we mount up and there's me on my generic.
And you've had it for
sky
months.
Scale. And then Alona's like, look at me. All the shinies.
Glorious.
And it was great because at least on my account, we were in sync. So our wings were beating at the same time. It was great. A great moment.
For you, not for me. Our flappities were out of sync on that one. But yeah, it was zero regrets. It's a beautiful skin. I had been quite worried about the saddle part of the collection, because a lot of people were like saying that that's really where they were hung up. But I actually that wasn't too bad for me because that's the one where you have to have the map currencies.
Mm-hmm.
And I tend to hoard map currency and not spend it because I never know what to spend it on. So even if I haven't been in a map a whole lot, I still had most of what I needed already.
I also want to mention that Alona still didn't have... Domain of Corna.
Map completion.
Done?
I did.
So
I could have swore it was done, but then I was looking, I'm like, what's all this? Well, at least this. Now, there were a couple things that you needed, not Skyscale, Roller Beetle for. And I think when we were really in there, it takes me forever to get anything.
She never knew how to smash through walls.
I didn't. I had never smashed through a wall until
this
past weekend when I was trying to farm for. It was Inscribed Shards in Domain of Corna. So that's, I was only missing of the map currencies. I was only missing Brandon branded masses, Mistonium, and inscribed shards. And the first two, it was just a few that I was missing. Like, I was over 200.
Oh, not bad at all.
Yeah, so I was very, very close. And then inscribed shards, I was like at 140 or 130. So that one was the one I need to do the most work on, air quotes work. And I was so, I was like, oh, it's going to take me a while because it takes a while to get them. Mm-hmm. And I logged in on another character because I had done the Mistonium farm using Taco. And and I'd gone through, and I guess it had been less than 24 hours since Alona had done it. So they hadn't respawned, like all the chests and everything.
Yep.
So I logged on as another character and was doing it with her. But then I also realized that I had a lot of Black Lion delivery things. And I've since switched them over to be Domain of Corna so that I could get more inscribed shards. But I did like pretty late in the game. But this character, for whatever reason, had like seven of them on her.
And oh, I thought, goodness.
Oh, what? That I just hadn't opened. So I just opened one and I got inscribed shards. So I just,
well, there you go.
So that got me over. I had like, so I got to like 255. So I had enough to finish that off. And then the last part is where you just go around the zones and hover in front of places. So that's mm-hmm. cool. And then there's that one step that I threw gold at.
The treats.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buying the treats.
So I did the treats where, and then you just load into the zone, hit the treats, they come to you. And it was just like bopping around. But apparently Zero was letting me know that I missed out on some nice dialogue doing it that way. So that sucks. But I mean,
that's what Wiki is for.
Well, that's fair too. And the other result of finishing my Skyscale is that I got my 31,000 Chivo chest, which isn't it's not a huge one. Like, it's 2 gold, a pinnacle weapon, which I'm actually really excited about getting the pinnacle weapons because I think they're pretty cool. And they're free to use from your wardrobe. They don't take any transmutation charges.
Wow. That's the best.
And that's important to me because I only have like 300 of those.
Wait, I'm going
to
ask. Like, yeah, I was going to ask. Wait a minute. I mean, I have like 50, but
I know
you have way more.
Hundreds of them, but that's because I'm cheap and try to use the things that are free.
Oh my gosh.
I am oddly, I am both super cheap and super spendy. All at the same time.
At the same time, right? Like, you won't travel across the map using a waypoint because it's going to cost you 1 silver more, but you will open up your bags for the, you know, shiny skin.
It's weird. I hoard in-game currencies and items, but real world money, I'm like, sure, just apparently
take
I have all. Apparently I have nothing else to do with it. Who needs food?
Oh gosh.
And I played through Whisper in the Dark last night. We have thoughts. We're going to be talking about that later on. But I was going to say here that let's just do it here, that we did I did finish the new map, and which is shocking, and that you and I hopped into one of the strike missions and we failed right at the end. But it was funny because one of the players that we were in with said, like, oh, we're awful. So well, funny. I'm not. You guys are awful.
Everybody but me. Everyone's a fail.
But it was obviously done with good natured fun. They weren't actually being.
It was so funny.
It was. Yeah. I had a good time with that.
It was good.
It's like, I'm not even mad at failing now because that was funny. And now it's time for Posts of Ascalon, where we recap the news for Guild Wars 2. First up, we have some quick hits of what we missed during our break. And if I had been more on the ball hashtag, I would have written this to the tune of We Didn't Start the Fire, because it's always like there was like so many things that happened while we weren't doing a show that I'm like, oh my God, this would be perfect for that. So Mike O'Brien announced he was leaving ArenaNet, and we know he was taking just not because of the announcement, but in general, that a few awesome ANET peeps with him went with him, and they're doing their new endeavor, which is called ManaWorks. There's not a lot of news on that site yet, but you can see the people involved, and who, and they're pretty great people. So I wish them the best. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Halloween came and went while we were away from podcasting. We have truly failed you.
I know you had all the questions.
So many questions about Halloween. Build and gear templates landed. It checks notes. Did not go over well. but things seem to have settled down. Ish?
Ish? Ish. I did see
you're on Reddit more than I am.
I am on Reddit more than you. And I did see some griping that's still happening because people were expecting by now that some feedback would have been addressed. But and I have to say, though,
they were trying to get a patch out, though.
They were trying to get a patch out. And also, they're, you know, like working in the tech field, when you are in the gathering feedback stage and then you get into the prioritization stage, mm-hmm. and then you get into the build stage and then it's to the release stage. That takes a lot of time. So I'm not surprised that they haven't done anything yet or made any changes. If they're going to make changes, those take time. There's a lot of downstream effects.
There's that whole storming and norming sort of thing too. So
yes, yes, yes. And I think maybe what some of the player base are looking for is just an acknowledgement that they're being heard. And that's, you know, so it is what it is. I don't even know what I just said, but there was some buzzing that happened.
There was some buzzing. Bye, Gwyrim.
All right.
The whole show should just be us trying to pronounce people's names from
Oh, no.
Moving back to the quick hits, there was another balance patch. If this is news to you and you're wondering why your tune isn't doing X or Y the way it used to, that's why. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just got a pop-up asking if I would be interested in subbing into a raid. Like,
and Alona out.
Now's not a good time. PvP League Season 19 has started and goes until December 23rd. So if you want to get your points, although I suspect if you're really interested in PvP, you know about this already.
But still.
Oh, and back to the balance patch. Cal yesterday was like, what's going on? My war horn and my warrior's just so different and all these things. I'm like, there was a patch. There was a balance patch. And he was like showing me everything. I'm like, yeah, there was a balance patch. I'm not sure what you're trying to convince me of. There was a balance
what
patch.
What I said.
I said what I said.
Cal was having all sorts of fun in the new zone.
He does have fun in the game when he does play, but he doesn't play overly often because he's more gregarious when it comes to games.
But I'm impressed by his game knowledge, given his lack of time in game. So,
he can tinfoil hat with the best of them.
Oh, yeah. And we'll get to that.
So on to the current news. We have the November 19th release notes. Can you take that over, Hashtag?
Sure. Yeah. So we're going to talk about the living world. Whisper in the Dark. The command that did not. Okay. You know, like that doesn't have the right ambiance. So we're going to say Whisper in the Dark. That's worse. The commander.
Was it you who said we should do the whole podcast ASMR style?
Yes. And like, and the person who's not talking at any point should be like whispering off to the side, like, I'll take care of you. Oh my God. Everything is fine.
I think that would give me nightmares.
All right. The commander and their allies rendezvous at the Vigil Keep to discuss Bangar Runebringer's motivations with General Amora's Soulkeeper. But upon arrival, it is discovered that things are not as they initially appeared.
Bum, bum, so there, bum. Bum, bum,
bum. There was some more context in the trailer and the game release page. So we're going to borrow from that a little bit. There's a new map. Bajora Marches, a lonely land swept by blizzards and infested with creeping terrors. Jorah's Keep may be the only refuge from the storm, if it can stand. It's also the only waypoint in the zone.
Currently. Now, do we have confirmation of how that's... I watched Guild Chat. I don't remember how they said it.
We definitely have confirmation that the map is going to expand.
No, just how it's pronounced.
Oh.
Bajorah?
It's got it.
Bajorah?
How else would it... It's got to be Bajorah.
It's got to be.
Right. So let it be written.
It is.
So let it be done.
I've spoken.
Yes. There are some new masteries, and we're going to talk about them a little bit. There's the Raven Attunement. Bond with Swift and Clever Raven, a spirit of the wild, and use his blessing to open locks, pass through gates, and shield yourself with his light. So this is the, this one I understand. Mm-hmm. So this is the one where you interact with different totems and you are given protection to weather the storms. And again, like using, you can interact with the totems to open doors and things like that. So this one, got it, all good. But then comes the new mastery's essence manipulation. So learn to collect the essences of resilience, valor, and vigilance, then target enemies' weaknesses and hit them where it hurts. So I understand the premise of this, which is basically it's sort of like rock, paper, scissors, where each essence is a, you know, has a strength and a weakness. And, and so you want to kind of target them towards each other. And also when you're killing enemies around the zone, you can farm different kinds of the essence. And when you get up to, I think it's like 30 essence, then you get some special actions that you can use for various events, and you know, like you can break a bar or whatever. I think the hard thing for me, what I don't understand necessarily, is like when we were doing the strike mission and people were in there and they were dropping some of the essence around, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I didn't know how they were doing that, because I leveled mine up and I wasn't sure if that was like a special action key or something that I was not getting. So I don't know. I still have to play with it a little bit. I have almost two of the essence manipulations fully leveled. But
I don't.
Yeah, will soon. Reasons why I am a little bit ahead on my mastery bar line is because I pulled out my old thinking cap.
Your trusty and, method?
Yes. And when I, for the 2 weeks before, the drop, I collected, well, not even for a whole 2 weeks, but off and on, I collected experience boxes for doing the dailies in Grothmar Valley so that I would get mastery when I got into the new zone. And it worked. So, ding, ding, ding.
I need to open them.
So hard.
It's a sound strategy.
All right. So we're getting some hot takes here from Zero, who's cluing us in to how to use essences. So tier one, you collect essences and you face the weak. You get the special action. Tier two opens the chest. Oh, okay. So tier one, I was getting it and not even realizing it because I had that unlocked for a while. Tier two opens those big chests. That's cool. And then the post, you fight it before the mission to get the bits. I see. So when you go into a strike mission, there's a post right there. So I guess if you target and attack it, the pieces that are dropping are the essences you want to collect to get up to the like 30 or whatever that you want to collect so that you get a special action. Now I get it. Thank you, Zero, for enlightening us. All right, back to the notes. Let's see. The strike missions I was just talking about, those are now on a weekly rotation. Test your strength in three strike mission encounters against Legendary Fallen, Aberrant, and Svanir Abominations. And we did the one that was up last night. I don't know if it flopped over. Swapped over to the, I don't know when the reset happens. It resets on the week, but I'm not sure like which day is going to be the weekly swap. Who knows, is it the same as like the WW week or when is it? We did the, what is it, Alona? The voice and the one that we fought, the strike mission. It was like the voice
and the claw.
The voice and the claw. Yes.
Valor? Something?
Sure. Yes. And then finally, upgradable ancient boreal weapons. Restore this tarnished and time-worn armory to its former glory. I've not really looked into this yet, but Alona, you seem pretty excited about this.
I like upgradable weapons. I did look at the starter set that you buy for gold and currency and stuff. And there's some really nice styles in there, I think, actually, in the slideshow on the show, if you're in the live show. There is one of the and it's actually on the screenshots as well, I think, for the release page. So you can see them.
So you have to buy those?
You have to buy those. I think it's like, I'm totally going to lie here, but I think it's like 5 gold and some currency, but I could be wrong there. I might be totally wrong. And I haven't seen the upgraded.
But it's got to be better.
It's got to be good. But then I was thinking, is the weapons in Domain of Istin? No, wait. Mm-hmm. Not the Domain of Istin. The ones with the Astralaria places, but not Astralaria. There is like the two sets of weapons that you could, the one and then upgrade near the library.
Wasn't it Jahai? No.
No, I think it's Istin.
Maybe.
It's Istin. I just said Domain, but then it's Domain of Corna, and then I was throwing myself off.
Yeah.
So I also want to get those, I realized. So guess what I'm going to do 3 years later?
All the things to do.
All the things.
All right, so we have our thoughts on the new episode divided out into 4 different categories with a map, story, aesthetics, gameplay. So we're just going to go through it. Alona, you want to talk about the map?
Sure. I thought so. Yours was first, so that threw me off. But okay. I liked the size of the map. Knowing that I wrote likely, but we did look into it after I typed this out that it's going to expand. And mm-hmm. I know this was kind of a negative from your point of view, but it was nice getting map completion on the same night rather than months later. Looking at you, Domain of Corna.
Oh my gosh.
The light puzzles are really cool. There's 4 and I've only done 1 of them. And I'm not sure though that they have a huge amount of replayability outside of assuming that they're going to be dailies for the mm-hmm. zone. And as far as the map environments in general, the spoopy forest is so good.
Yeah, it is pretty great. So my comment on the map is that it is small. And I know that has been said by many. I know there's more to explore, at least according to the achievements. But my overall impression, given how long it took to complete the map, is it's just really small. And I understand the whole idea about, map expanding and that sort of thing. But I do think that Grothmar set expectations high as far as like, here's what's going to be dropping. There was so much to do and it was fun and it was great. And I'm not expecting like a happy-go-lucky map, but it just felt like there's not much going on here. So for example, like let's say that we don't get the next expansion, map expansion for 2 months. Okay. Cause let's say like in a month we're getting, or in a couple of weeks we're getting Winter's Day. And then the next drop would be, the next episode. I don't think that there's enough here to keep me coming back for 2 months while I'm waiting. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't have a lot happening there aside from maybe the strike missions.
But here's the thing for me. I'm okay with that because I have so much I still want to do elsewhere. And I always end up feeling guilt if I do the new map, and then ignore everything else, or then do other things and ignore the new map. Mm-hmm. So for me, I'm okay with that. Like it gives me less stress.
Yeah, I understand that perspective. I think what's hard for me to reconcile with is the fact that it, literally took me like an hour and a half to do story, and then like half an hour after that to finish the map.
But,
and so that to me just feels like
it took me way longer than it took you, though.
Yeah, did it?
Well, you were gone for a while and I had been in the story for a bit and you came back, done the story. I'm like, no. I mean, I was close-ish, but I mean, you you did set yourself up for being able to go through it a little faster by doing your box hoarding, because it is time gated, like small t time gated.
Right.
For
with the mastery.
With the masteries. Oh, we should probably say we're not going to do any spoilers for the story.
Yes.
We should probably say that right now. We should have said it first. So we're going to keep it pretty high level. Figured the hashtag's going through and crossing out something she wrote.
I'm live spoiler editing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think talking about the map is too spoilery.
No. So, I mean, in general, I kind of feel like if Grothmar had been, I mean, I understand, like, thematically, it does not make sense. But, like, just walk with me through this. Like, if Grothmar had been the first episode and Whisper in the Dark had been the prologue, as far as, like, the amount of content, I would have expected the amount of content that was in the first episode the prologue.
When did Bound by Blood drop? How long ago was that?
2 months? Sometimes end of September.
Was that only that long?
October, maybe?
No, it was definitely maybe not October. October.
All right, well,
when did we do a show last?
Mid-September. Yeah, so it just feels like, I mean, I love ArenaNet. I really do. But I think that sometimes they're still struggling a little bit to manage expectations. So when they did the big event to talk about the saga in Seattle, people came expecting, I don't know, an expansion announcement, something truly different. And it was literally, you know, information that we mostly knew. And it would have been fine if it hadn't been a splashy event, which ArenaNet, to their credit, really did try to manage expectations there and said, hey, guys, this is what we're doing.
We went spiraling.
But that, you know, it's hard to not put a tinfoil hat on when a game rents out a venue. And, it just seemed like a lot for not very much.
I was also right around the 7th anniversary. On top of that. So I think there were a few hype train has no brakes.
So true. Yeah.
I think there were a few things that they actually, you know what, if it had been more, well, no, I honestly, I don't if think it, there was no, anything you know they could been, have done to,
or
not,
it could have been a celebration. Like if it had been more themed around like a celebration of, you know, the community past and present. You know, because they did bring up some content creators and some like cosplayers and things like that. And it had been like, and we're going to also show the trailer for the next thing. Like that would have been cool. But I think they've really just struggled to find the right note for, setting expectations. And so I think the same thing is happening here where, you know, when you're getting the zone and then there's people a little disappointed or saying like, oh, it's kind of small. And then people are saying, no, it's going to be okay. There's going to be more. It'll be an expansion. Like that, it seems
reversed.
The map
will expand.
Like you should be, the map will expand. You should, like, instead it should be like you finish it and you're like, and there's more coming. You know, instead it just feels like this weird,
well,
I don't know.
And I guess because I knew that they were trying smaller, and they've said smaller bits, but more frequently. Not to the every 2 weeks insanity that it had been at one point. And granted, this one came out and then there's going to be, you know, like the seasonal break coming up where they don't typically, but it could be like January 2nd, here you go, more content, right?
Yeah. Okay. So that's the thing that I'm waiting on, right? Like if it's still 2 to 3 months before we get, even if it's 2 months before we get another drop, I'm going to feel a little bit like, I don't know. Like, it seems like we're getting less for the same time.
And I'm waiting. I'm level setting. This is one of those, you need to see where their cadence lands. Because when you go from every 2 weeks, and that was that, but then, and it was like stressful for everyone, even the players. And then you go to what we had for the last several years, where there was fairly sizable chunks of time between releases.
Right.
And then what was I saying last night? It was like this could be their nightfall. You know, like one was too hot, one was too cold, and nightfall was just right. And this could be that. You need to give it time to see.
That's fair.
To see where they go with it and see where they end up, where it ends up landing. Because you can't go from the first one to really That's know true. That.
All right. So we're going to move on to the story. So I guess maybe we'll, let's swap back and forth here. Yeah. So I'll start it off. It was okay. Without any spoilers, I wasn't shocked by anything. And I was also not creeped out, if that makes sense. Like, I was a little concerned when I watched the trailer, and Alona and I talked about this a little bit when we were streaming last week. If I were not familiar with the game and I watched the trailer for Whisper in the Dark, I would say this game is not for me, because I'm not really into the horror genre, and it was a little freaky, a little spooky.
It's that tension tone in the music where it goes.
There was just, you know, suspense. Like, yeah. I'm not great with suspense, horror suspense. And so I was a little uncertain, like, if when I play the game, is, even though, you know, I know the game so well that it doesn't affect me the same, will I be spooked out a little bit, or will I feel that? And I didn't. I just kind of went through it, then I was fine. So, you know, I feel like this is, it's definitely a world building, story building episode. Mm-hmm. You know, like, not like you're setting the stage for a couple things.
Hey, interesting. Stop reading mine.
Oh, sorry. I truly am not reading yours. Oh, no. I truly wasn't. One thing I found interesting was when we leave Jorah's keep and we go looking for stuff, Marjorie stays behind and she says, like, I'm not ready to leave. I'm going to stay here for a little bit. And I wasn't quite sure what was going on there. I mean, it's kind of the convenience of we can't have her with us while we're doing this part of the story. But what was she dealing with?
Well,
do you think she was hearing voices as well that were disturbing her?
Yes, you completely missed something that happened, hashtag. We shall discuss it after.
Okay. Does it have to do with
we will talk after the show.
I missed something. All right. There we go. Is that what Zero is talking about in chat?
Yes.
Okay. That makes sense. I got it now. I remember now.
Okay.
Now I got it.
And hello, Grandpa.
What about story did I not say, Alona?
Well, I think you really did touch on where I was headed with this. It's the beginning. So it's laying that groundwork, setting the pace and the tone. And I was trying to think back that we've never really been hugely blown away by the first episode in any season. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I wasn't really expecting like the pow, bam sort of thing, but it did set the tone, and that tone, like it was super good. Like it was firmly in place. I found it super creepy without actually going into, again, too much detail. There was in one portion, there's just this stuff happening around you that is like, it's unsettling. I've used that word a few times, I'm going to segue away from the story this. I forgot to tell you, when I was in Thunderhead Keep getting branded masses, I think that's where those are from, right?
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I can't remember. I was there for sky scale reasons. I was just running along through an ice floor area. There was nothing there, and ice worms burst out of the ground as I was running by them. I literally jumped and screamed because it scared the crap out of me. Expecting it at all. And by screamed, I mean blasphemed very loudly.
You know, I find it kind of interesting because I actually found the ending of the prologue, which is kind of fitting because the prologue is supposed to like catapult you into the saga. Mm-hmm. And I found the ending of the prologue more shocking and like, whoa, plot twist. And like exciting to like be pulled into the next part. For this one, it just
didn't quite have that, like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next aspect to it. But I think I'm okay with that because, like you said, it's
where is it? I want to know where it's going.
Yeah.
I do want to know. Yep. And it's also a bit of a catch 22. If you know there's going to be a little bit of span of time between the end, between this one and when you're going to be able to put out the next one.
Yeah.
Do you really want to leave like, people on tender hooks? I want it right now. And then they get mad that they have to wait a super late. They're like, okay, I see where they're going. I'm curious. I want to see what's happening here, but you're not really chomping necessarily at the bit for it. Like it's the beginning.
Yep.
I definitely want to see where it's going. And they're playing the long game.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, Alona, you want to talk us through your thoughts on the aesthetics?
Yes, because I actually had another one for here and I can't remember what it was, but I loved, the voice acting. I was going to include the voice acting in the aesthetics.
Sure.
Fantastic voice acting across the board. Marjorie still sounds different to me. Like, she's not near as, hey, you know, I can't do Marjorie.
She definitely has more sadness in her voice.
Sadness, but it's...
instead of sultriness.
Yes, the sultriness is gone. And it's also, she talks like faster almost.
Mm. Well, yeah, I've kind of felt like there was a distinct change in her voice when she and Casimir had the like mini breakup.
I'm wondering if that the voice she did have was completely put on, like purposely... like part of the character was just choosing to do that, like a bit of a backstory that we may not have known about.
Huh. That could be interesting.
I don't know. It seems
guild
like...
chat.
Let's find out. Hey, Ivy. As far as actual visuals, I loved the encroaching hoarfrost that shows up on the screen during the blizzards. If you are unprotected, and it just starts on the edges and then it gets bigger and it takes up more and more of your screen. Did you have that happen?
I did. Okay. Yes. What I wrote about.
Oh, did you? Oh, right.
So we're all good.
Oh my God. I'm doing it to you too.
It's all good.
Also, the final cinematic style was very different. It was more realistic and unsettling.
Yes.
And it was the style was different. It was almost... It was kind of like the difference between normal in-game cinematics and, you know, when they get the animation studio to do some of the trailer, the trailers for like expansions and things.
Right.
That was the shift in style. And it was so unsettling. I actually had a hard time watching it.
Oh, because normally when we get those cutscenes, you would have NPCs using like in-game movements that are, you know, normal. And so this last part was like definitely not something you can do yourself in game. And I think that's part of why it just was unsettling.
Also, if you think about it, the cinematography of it, like it zooms right in on what you're seeing and there is no looking away.
That's true.
And it's forcing you to
I wonder here, Alona, so, you know, we were mentioning earlier that when I played through, I did not find the gameplay, you know, I didn't find it creepy. I didn't find it suspenseful. And I walked away kind of like, okay, I was okay with that. I actually wonder, because we played this at different times of the day. Mm-hmm. I played this in like more of the afternoon, you know, the sun was barely there, but it was still a little bit there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like different feeling maybe than playing it at night.
Well, I don't think that would have impacted it for me at all because I do play in a lit room. So it's like, I don't play in the dark. So I don't think it was quite that. I do have the game audio fairly loud when I play. And I don't
that
know.
That could be it.
And that does play, also the music in this zone, by the way.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Also wonderful. There was one part in particular, I can't remember, I think I was in the ice cavern area, and I don't know.
There was one part that sounded really new.
Yes.
Like I hadn't heard it before, and I was like, wait, what is that?
I think that I wouldn't be surprised if we're talking about the same piece.
Okay.
But yeah. It was really, really good. So I'm wondering if the audio played into it a bit more. Also, I just get very scared easy. Like you, I don't do suspenseful or horror well at all.
Yeah.
So I just...
All right, let's talk about gameplay.
Oh, did you want to talk about your aesthetics?
Which is no, because the same as you said. Yeah. for gameplay, I leveled through several of the masteries. Like I said earlier, I'm still a little confused about the essences, but not anymore because Zero has clued us in on how to use them. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to try it out. I'm a little uncertain about how you swap between the essences, because if that involves any sort of keybind, I am out. I recently discovered that I had one button on my mouse that I had not bound, and I bound that to, Zero says it's not, there's no swap involved. It's automatic. So that's great. But anyway, back to my binding story. I bound it to the Sky Scale, which I had not previously found a place for. And I was just using the on-screen, you know, menu to choose the Sky Scale, which meant that I barely used the Sky Scale because it was a pain to get it out. But now that I have it bound, I'm using it a lot more. And it's kind of great. Who knew? Mm-hmm. In addition... talking about gameplay, the strike mission was really cool. It was definitely raid light. It was pretty cool. Good challenges. I still found like my raid muscles were kicking in, and you know, I was dodging and jumping over shockwaves and things like that.
Friends, where you have the circle around you and you can't touch each other. Yes. Which I think they've used that in, Fractals as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was doing really well. I was doing fine until near the end. I got knocked down by something and I got swung into the soup, and then I couldn't, like, my dodge wasn't working, and it was like, bloop, you're dead. And I couldn't recover from that. Yeah, but
no one could revive you.
And then it was himself. Nobody could revive me. So that's very raid-like. And then like 20 seconds later, it shot into the section of the gameplay where it's kind of like this fiery soup is going around the circle.
Everybody.
And everybody was just like, nope, gone. And then we all died. So, but we were super close. We only had a couple percents left, and we had killed one of the bosses.
Yeah, I think
so,
we're at like 3% or 3%.
We were so close. I thought super we had close. It. So next time we got it.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Alona?
As far as gameplay, the strike mission was a lot of fun. Actually, and we never really talked about this. So I'm not sure where it fit in, but we both, for the strike mission, really liked how you could join in to it.
Yes, good point.
So, like, you didn't have to go in looking for group or anything. You just hop in and you join who's there. And we were in a party together, and it showed you as the silhouette saying that you were in the strike mission. I was able to teleport to friend to you in the thing and join in because there was still space available.
Yeah, and I really like the mechanic of everybody getting to vote for when to start.
Yeah.
So you can choose to wait for more people. You know, that might have helped. We only did it with 6 people. So, yeah, there is that too.
Gotcha. So that was something you pointed out being kind of nice, that you could just hot join, essentially.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as the gameplay itself, for the story gameplay... And even the zone, like there's a lot of puzzles in this release, and I really enjoy puzzle games. And if you really think about it, if they're going all in on Spirit of Raven, it kind of like works for that.
Yes.
And I did get hung up in the story on one thing because I missed a clue entirely.
Mm.
But I did recover before rage quitting had kicked in. But I was getting pretty frustrated.
I could hear it in your voice.
I was like, I'm going to have to quit and start again.
You were, well, to be fair, Alona had the bug when she first started
for silence.
The story. So she had to restart
Silence.
Restart. Yeah, silence. And so when she got to this part, she was like, okay, so is there another bug? So
I found another one. And of course, it's me.
Of course. So we did it sort of together. It was kind of fun because I went and did the Raven Sanctum in the map while she was doing the Raven Sanctum in the story. So I was in the same place she was in and was able to kind of like,
well, yeah, because you were saying like it's over. You're like, okay, and we were talking as we were going through by the same landmarks. And then you were saying something. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. There's nothing in this room. Oh, wait, there's something in that room.
it was literally like that. It was like, but there's not. Oh,
I have been in there a lot.
Yes.
And I was like going back and forward and trying to figure everything out. And I was like trying to dodge through the barrier. And you're like, no, when you interact with the thing, it goes away. And I said, I'm interacting with the thing. It's not going away, but I was interacting with the wrong thing. So in any event,
got it.
And essences, again, I haven't played with them too much because as of just before the show and even halfway through the show, I didn't know what the deal was with them.
But now we're good.
I mostly ready to go with those, but not really. I'm still a little confused, but although I was kind of thinking though, with the colors, it was reminding me a little bit. Now I haven't played with them enough to really understand this, but the Attack on Lion's Arch, where you had the colors that you had to attune to do things.
Oof, I don't even remember that.
You don't?
Ooh, it's been a while.
I really liked that gameplay. So, and when it's not exactly like that. And then even from the trailer, actually, I don't remember seeing this in the story. In the trailer, they had, you know, the thing walking forward with chains holding them. Do you remember that from the trailer?
No, I wonder if that's a strike mission.
Maybe. I don't know what it was about that. That reminded me of Marionette slightly. So there were elements that are reminding me of earlier things, like, but they're still different. They're not exactly the same. So yeah, I'm curious where this will all go.
Cool. So Zero is saying you don't need to worry about canceling the color. No. I was wondering that, Zero. So when you're collecting these essences, if I happen to like collect a different one, do I lose all of the count of the other one that I was collecting, or does it keep like tabs on all three different? Okay, good. So you can collect all three at the same time, which is really cool. So cool. I'm liking this. I'm starting to like this more and more because I think I can do it.
I mean, to be fair, we only had like one day.
not even
a full day, because it was yesterday that it landed.
Yeah, literally played for like 3 hours.
Yeah. So now that we've talked about the release itself, we're going to go back to the patch notes. World Polish, Grothmar Valley. Grothmar Valley now rewards Icebrood Saga Mastery Experience. And actually, you noticed that earlier today when you were in there. Yeah. So before the Grothmar Valley and Bound by Blood were both lumped in with Path of Fire. Mm-hmm. And now they've been broken out and are in.
Yeah. So your achievements no longer, the tiles in the achievement, like when you complete an achievement, it turns yellow. Now it turns blue.
Like an icy periwinkle blue. Mm-hmm. Also, it's actually not in here, but the login screen is different.
Oh, when you're, so good.
Yeah. When you're in the character screen, it's still Path of Fire, which actually makes me kind of wonder if that's going to change to match. But because of their releasing things,
I don't know. If you're the hard part is like if you're buying the game, you're buying Path of Fire. And that's where the challenge is.
Yes. I hadn't thought about that. No, you're right.
Until they make it that you can buy the base game with the expansions, I think they're going to be locked into this expansion name issue.
And Zero's saying a character screen, new character screen could be too spoilery. They could make it generic enough. You know what I would love? And it was something I always wanted for Guild Wars 1, but they never had, was the ability to choose which character screen.
Oh, because for screenshots, it'd be really nice. And also I want more of a character swap like you have in Guild Wars 1. Just the way it's done on Guild Wars 1, I like it better.
I don't. It doesn't bother. That part's not so bad. But like even So in Guild Wars 1, it changed to Eye of the North, and I would have liked to have gone back to the Nightfall character screen because I really enjoyed that screen.
Right. That makes sense.
And nothing wrong with Eye of the North, and because Eye of the North is fantastic, but same with Guild Wars 2, it would be nice to be able to go back to the Path of Fire one and back to the original game one, you know, when it first launched. It would be nice to be able to just like choose which one you wanted just for flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. Back to Grothmar Valley. The rank and file pub in Grothmar Valley has received a new stock of whiskey, and patrons will now properly ask for it during the Help the Bartender Keep the Customers Liquored Up event.
I guess maybe there was a bug. I don't know.
Actually, I was wondering about that because I would hear people. Okay, I might. Hopefully I'm remembering this right. Because when we did it last Wednesday, I heard the call for whiskey, but could not see who was asking for it.
Oh, okay. Maybe that was it.
But maybe it's the inverse of that. I'm not sure. Selecting one helmet from the Visage of the Khanur now unlocks the skins for all three armor classes. Players who have unlocked one of the new of the three skins can unlock the others by traveling to Lion's Arch, Grothmar Valley, or Bajoran Marches. I don't have this skin.
Don't have it yet. I think this comes after you open the grand chest a certain number of times. Yeah, I don't remember.
Or maybe it's a random drop. I'm not sure. Ooh. I feel like I was watching or reading something and they were talking how this was pretty rare.
Okay.
The skin itself. There you go. The merchandise collector can achievement now is now slightly easier to complete.
I wish they gave us more information because that, like, okay.
Well, if only we had time before the show to actually put that into Wiki to find out what it is.
Who knows?
Who knows? General Living Worlds Season 3 and Living Worlds Season 4 daily achievements have been condensed into new achievement categories. Each day will offer daily achievements for one map from the season, cycling through each map in order of their release. And
so good.
Yeah. Like it's interesting. I couldn't decide if this was something people would be okay with or not okay. Like I am personally okay with it because if I try to do all the dailies, it's just like a lot of dailies.
Where it's problematic is if you were, let's say, trying to get a specific zone's resources, mm-hmm. and you, but I think what they're saying is if you go in and you do it, it's almost like I would get four times the amount of resources. So yeah. It doesn't matter if I'm only doing it once every, you know, every couple of days. So I think it evens out. I just prefer, like, it was getting so visually cluttered in the daily tab, and it felt like they were setting themselves up for this precedent of this never ending daily list that was just, it was unwieldy. So I think from a user interface, user experience mm-hmm. perspective, it was a good call.
I feel like at some point in the past, and I might be remembering completely wrong, even festival dailies used to just be rolled into dailies.
Dailies. I really, really, really wish that festival dailies were rolled into daily dailies, because when you're doing festival dailies, it's awful. Like you finally finish your festival daily and it's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, I gotta do the dailies too.
Yeah. I wouldn't be mad if they went back to that.
No, please, please. Just the festival ones. Yeah.
Further to the achievements for Living Worlds Season 3 and 4, their daily achievements have had their rewards increased to compensate for the reduced availability of daily achievements for a specific map. So that you kind of touched on that a little bit previously when we were talking about that. So yeah, if it did one thing of reward before, it's going to be X number of times more now. So that's pretty cool. The Sunken Treasure Hunter Daily Achievement category has been renamed Daily Sunken Treasure Hunter for consistency. This is a small thing, but I'm very happy about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, visually, like from as daily, far as daily, like, the daily, letter. Daily, daily. Yeah. The lettering, it just looks better.
Yeah.
Can I just mention here that mm-hmm. for all of me cracking on you for not finishing Domain of Korna,
yeah.
I still do not have the swim essence done. I haven't finished killing the crate and getting the sunken key achievement done.
I don't know if I'm done either, though.
You're done with that.
Oh.
I remember you being done with it like a year ago.
Like a year ago.
Yeah.
Bajora March's strike missions have been set as featured strike missions with public instance support.
Woohoo!
Woo. Players can now have two different NPC allies summoned by consumable items or active consumable items active at once. So this would be like the pet whistle and something else, presumably.
I guess so. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. fixed a server crash.
By Jingo. Thanks, Salone. Yes. I'm glad we put that in.
Yes. Right-clicking build storage spaces will no longer display the message build template is invalid when the clipboard does not contain a build template chat link. Moving on to mounts. Roller Beetle, mount endurance is no longer set to zero when mounting up. And I love this change. It was always... So what I would do whenever I would be on the Roller Beetle is I would instantly hit the 7 skill.
Yep, me too.
So that you get your thing loaded up so you could start going super duper fast. Otherwise, you're just like, doop, 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 doop. I could run faster than this. This is great.
Especially if there's a hill.
Oh, my God. Yes. And I vaguely recall there was some reason why they had it this way, like, or the way it was previously, but I'm super excited about this. It makes it so much better as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. I think there was concern that it would just be too speedy, too fast. But I think the reason it's balanced is because using a roller beetle is kind of unwieldy and the terrain is going to be your speed bump anyway. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they need to be too concerned about going fast right away.
Well, and I'm actually curious with some of the roller beetle races throughout Kryta, or Tyria rather, like I'm wondering if this will make some of those achievements easier.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so for some profession skills, actually, we're only going to touch on one. Most of the rest were bugs, fixes. So for warriors with their banners, a 1 second delay before banners can be picked up has been added.
Not sure why.
Okay, well, you know, maybe it's no idea. Never mind. All right. For World versus World, General Fixes fixed a bug that prevented the War Claw's chain pull skill from being affected by structural vulnerability. Fixed a bug that prevented the War Claw's chain pull skill from granting participation. It now grants participation equal to siege weapon hits.
That's
well, that
nice.
Was a big miss. Yep.
It was a miss entirely.
But up, up. The War Claw's Lance skill is now unblockable. So stand back.
So bug fixes aside, I was actually wondering about this earlier today about, I like seeing stats on things. And they had put a thing out a while ago about like the most used mount and, you know, all those sorts of things. I would like, I would like another one of those, like a state of the game sort of maybe prorated because you do have mounts coming in at different times.
Right.
But just seeing like, part of me is kind of wondering if people weren't using Warclaw as much.
I mean, when you're in WDub, it's your only choice.
Yeah.
So when I'm in WDub, everybody's on Warclaws. So I think it just depends on like the player base.
Yeah. I never see anyone on it in Tyria.
In fact, I took notice because in Grothmar Valley, one of the event chains up by the, what's it called? Like the Rusty Fields or something up at the top north part of the map. The main NPC that kind of guides that event chain, he's on a Warclaw. And so I was following behind him and thinking like, that's unusual, but that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Black Lion Trading Company Gem Store. The best part of the patch notes.
Making it rain.
So, new items and promotions. The new Infernal Horror Springer skin is now available in the style category at the gem store for 2,000 gems. This thing is eerie.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how you dye it. So, there's this that I just saw on, I don't know if it was Twitter or Facebook. ArenaNet was running some sort of a competition and they had like all these rabbits that were skinned out in different colors of the Horror Springer skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, like, you can win the Horror skin. Aren't these all so cute? And I was like, cute? Oh, Murphy? I don't know. Not my cup of tea.
It reminds me, in the screen cap you have in here, it reminds me of something specific. It's like almost like when it, you know, the that type of underwater fish that has the big, large lower jaw and it
An anglerfish.
Yes, it reminds me of an anglerfish.
I can see it now. You've taken all the spookiness away. Now all I see is
anglerfish
with like inflatable antlers.
It does look like inflatable antlers.
Love it. All right. For a limited time, the Raven Helm skin and the Raven Mantle shoulder skin are available in the style category of the gem store for 400 gems each.
That Raven Mantle skin is, the shoulder skin is pretty great.
Yeah, it is. And I do not have it.
I don't have it either.
Also, for a limited time, the Raven's Spirit Glider returns to the gem store at a discounted price of 350 gems, a savings of 30%. So, good price on that one.
Yep.
That's the one that always gives me my eyes start hurting because I...
It takes up the whole screen.
Takes the whole screen. I have memories of... what's the... Gorsuch?
Gorseval.
Gorseval, where you have to fly onto the platform.
Yep.
And... doing this in raid, especially when it's like everybody die, restart, restart, die, restart, die, restart. And it's like everybody jumps over and then it's like
that one person
wings in hot pink.
Is that me though? I feel like that was me.
No. This is back when I remember like you were using your like I am always on my like chicken wings and what is it called technically? It's the festival, when it was the year of the rooster chicken? And I have the chicken.
Or the rooster. Yeah, the rooster glider.
Yeah, thing. The rooster glider. And you had the.
I use the ironclad because that suits my warrior's look. Ah,
yes.
But
yes,
And I can't remember what I have on my thief at all. First,
who knows? And then finally, Bram's Bitter Frost Frontier Pack and the All or Nothing Appearance Pack return to the style category of the gem store for 2,000 gems each. Got to gear up. Looking good. Alona got fully geared up in her winter outfit before. So, like, you know, I start the story and I'm running around the zone.
You're in a t-shirt.
Heart of Thorns t-shirt, like a stupid tourist. And I turn around when Alona joins the game and there she is, like parka with like winter themed everything. And I realized like, oh yeah, you're ready for this.
I did actually. I was like, what outfit will I wear? Yes, the winter outfit with the hood and one that for it's being one of the earlier outfits. It's one of the best ones because sometimes the earlier outfits had weirdness when it came to dye channels.
Yeah.
Because dyeing things wasn't really a thing when they were, as they were being released at that point.
Ah, that explains it. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to the Black Lion chest. The Black Lion chest has been updated to the Dark Whispers chest and can be previewed for a full list of its contents.
Stop.
The new fine Black Lion dye canister blue has been added as the guaranteed item for the duration of this chest. I do not understand this. So I got this.
I figured it out.
It's like a currency.
Yes. So it is essentially, so you know when they had the minis and they had like the blue raptor and then the red raptor and you could like
combine
them to get increasingly higher. So in this case, there's four or five blue dyes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spend the base on like the blue to the blue. But if you want to combine them into green or yellow or gold to get the different colors. Now, that being said, the best color is the second one anyway. So,
I got a Black Lion chest I got a key when I did map completion.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I do not normally buy keys, so keys are few and far between. So I opened it up and I felt a little gypped, like just wasn't nothing good. Yeah. And the blue dye just felt kind of, wow. But I understand. The new Infernal Horror Springer skin is available as an uncommon drop for the duration of this chest. Mm-hmm. So you too can have an angler bunny.
That's what we're calling it. Noggin called it that in chat, and that's what its name is now.
The Searing Chain Gloves return as an uncommon drop for the duration of the chest, and the Bloodstone and Phoenix weapon collections are available as uncommon and rare drops, respectively, for the duration of this chest. Mm-hmm. And guess what is also available as a rare drop? For the duration of this chest, unused versions of the Glyph of Bounty and the Glyph of Scavenger.
And I looked those up so that we could talk about it, or we could say what those were, and then I've forgotten.
Yeah.
So I think one of them, there you go. One of them gives you extra hits, and one of them gives you increased
range, right?
No. So, no, I think Scavenger gives you extra hits, and Bounty gives you... higher tier things.
Oh, I think. I would think bounty like more, like the bounty of your fruit.
Well, just a second here.
And scavenger to me would be like you find something new, fresh.
Glyph of Bounty. So I had them reverse. Glyph of Bounty is a 33% chance to gain an extra strike while gathering.
Mm-hmm.
So Glyph of the Scavenger is the other one I was talking about.
Like the rare drops.
I think so. I can figure out how to use internet. 33% chance to receive a bonus fine crafting material after gathering.
Yep. So. All right. The items available in exchange for Black Lion statuettes have been updated. The Black Lion statuettes are redeemable by using the statuette itself or by redeeming them at any of the Black Lion chest merchants located in every major city. Mm-hmm. So what you can get is the exclusive Dragon Firework package, Sworn Zaishin Helmskin, and Celestial Compass skins. And also the bonus collection has been updated to a selection of weapon skins, including the Stormbow, Rival Skies, Axe Set, and Suntouch Scythe Staff skin. Wow, say that five times fast.
Suntouch Scythe Staff skin.
Whoa,
there's a lot of in there.
Yeah. Especially with a mic. For improvements and updates, the Guaranteed Wardrobe unlock has been updated to include new contents. Woo. And finally, for bug fixes, fixed an issue in which the gem store displayed an incorrect number when it failed to load the price of an account upgrade item.
What? Ooh. What does that even mean?
I don't know. An account upgrade number. Interesting. So I guess like if I'm buying like a bank slot, an incorrect number. Maybe it was loading, like, instead of saying 800 gems, it was saying 5,064.2. I don't know.
You just said a lot of words and I didn't understand any of them.
Well, I'm thinking more like the code behind it was leaking out.
Oh, okay.
Because it wasn't fully loading the what was supposed to be displayed.
I realized I went pretty Lucille Bluth on that one. I don't understand the question. And I refuse to respond to it.
There we go.
This week, we have a default mail carrier message from an amazing listener, Adrian. Hi, hashtag and Alona. Hello. Love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Okay, I should point out this was sent months ago. Like right after last show. I was listening to the last episode at work and had to really struggle to refrain from squealing out loud when I heard you mention Homestar Runner. I had no idea. Okay. I had no idea anyone else even knew about it. In my household, we reference quotes from those tunes on a regular basis. I have your next show in my calendar. Oh, dear. We're so sorry. Hope to be in chat live next time. Take care, Adrian, and thank you for writing us. That was great. I quote Homestar Runner more than is strictly necessary, so the chance is good that you're going to hear it frequently. And I was actually thinking, I wasn't even the last show I was needing when we were doing the chef stuff, and you have to make staple sauce or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And every time I was doing that, all I could think of was the song. There's the one song in Homestar where it was like, a thing of two of staple sauce or whatever it goes. And I was, and Zero was in chat with me and got an earful of me singing staple sauce over and over.
Why not?
Yes. And we actually have one other quick thing to talk about. Well, not talk about. We on Twitch, we had a direct message from WTF 20,002. And it was about, this was a note from last week's show or stream where they said, "Great gameplay, ladies. Late grats on the 30K Chivo points, Lolo. Tim, new random Yay. Twitch account. I deleted my old one."
It happens.
So thank you so much for sending a direct message through. And thank you for, we keep saying we're going to stream more and we never do, but who knows?
We did. We did it. And it was fun. Actually, I really enjoyed it. Yes. So I do like when we do Guild Wars 1 because it is new, mm-hmm. but I also really like when we stream Guild Wars 2 because it is
familiar. Those are in direct opposition to each other.
I know.
So thank you so much for sending us messages. I love it. I love it a lot. I always, whenever I go into our email and I'm like, oh, we got an email. Oh, it's someone seeing if we'd like to use their service provider. Because we get a lot of those. Those aren't fun to get.
We do. Yeah.
And that is it. That is the show. To get in touch with us, you can contact hashtag on Twitter at #thetag, #HASH the tag, or SIGG.1735 in game. Engage Alona at onebigpear, PEAR, or in game at onebigpear.1249. And as mentioned at the top of the show, you can message both of us at once at hostsofascalon@gmail.com or on Twitter at hostsofascalon using your trusty Twitter machine. Are you laughing at trusty Twitter machine?
I am. It gets me every time.
And what have we added to that? Baloney bugles, which is something hashtag said out loud before we streamed last week, and she doesn't know where it came from or why.
I didn't even remember what it was about.
You were just upset at something. You went, baloney bugles.
That's 100% accurate.
It was the best. You can subscribe to Hosts of Ascalon on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, or you can hop over to our website, hostsofascalon.com, to either listen directly or nab the RSS to use with your preferred podcast app. And don't forget, we live stream the show at twitch.tv/hostsofascalon every third Wednesday, which is a huge lie, apparently, but we usually do try to tweet out when it's happening. 9 p.m. Eastern. Our next live Twitch show will be December 11th, and I'm good for that. We never actually discussed it before the show. Are you good for that hashtag?
I think so.
Date TBD, but we're planning for December 11th.
I definitely can't do the next Wednesday, so I'm saying this one is a yes.
All right. Good show, hashtag. Thank you to our Twitch squad for coming out to the live show, and to them and everyone listening, may Raven's wings carry you forward.
Whoosh, whoosh.
I was not expecting that. I thought you'd do the do-do-do-do-do.
It's doing Raven's wings.
I knew what you were doing.
Hey, thanks, chat, for hanging out. It was really great. We had a lot of people popping in for bits and pieces, and it's really great to see you guys and interact with you again. I have missed you. It's been a long 2 months.
Has it only been? It feels like longer than 2 months.
No, it was definitely 2 months. Mm. So we're good.
I don't know if the whole show can be called Baloney Bugles when we mention it right at the sign off. Zero.
That is kind of a like, you gotta listen to the whole thing. Baloney bugles.